Mumbo Jumbo is still at the London Coffee Festival, the second week, the industry second day, what am I saying? And it's the industry day, another industry day. And I caught up here with Chris from Athens. He is the latte champion of Athens, of Greece, from 2011. And he's just pulled me a beautiful shot from the single origin. What country was that from?
Single origin from Sierra Azul, from Honduras.
From Honduras, it was lovely. Very, very sweet. You could drink it all day long, very sweet. And now he's just drawing another lovely latte art for another customer here.
Can I make a correction?
Yes, make a correction.
I'm a world latte art champion from 2011.
That's what I said.
Not the Greek latte.
Okay. Sorry, you are the what? The champion from where?
I took the first place in the world.
In the world?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is what I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness. I am bowing in front of you. This is the world latte art champion from 2011. Thank you for correcting me.
Nice.
Anyway, Chris, talk a little bit about the company you work for.
I work from TAF in Athens.
Yes.
That has several champions over there, like me.
Yes.
Also, Stefanos Matsiotis.
Yes.
Actually, he's fifth in the World Barista Championship this year.
Okay.
This is a big achievement, I think.
Yes.
Because the most difficult and most tough competition in the world.
Okay.
We're buying green coffees direct from the farmers.
Yes.
All over the world.
Yes.
We're buying almost from 25, 26 different coffee farms.
Okay.
And what we're doing, we're selling our coffee, we're selling our experience, we're making
training. But do you have coffee shops as well, or do you roast?
We have also a single coffee shop in Athens.
Okay, where is it?
In Omonia.
Okay.
Omonia Square in Athens.
Is it a good location?
It is like an underground location, but... with a really good coffees, a really good quality. That makes us very unique in that place.
Okay.
And we have a lot of customers buying their coffees for home.
Yes.
Or buying their coffees
for their own. So do you sell your coffee wholesale as well? Because you told me you've just come back from Vienna. You've supplied a coffee shop in Vienna with your roasted coffee.
We just had a new customer in Vienna that we're selling our coffee.
Yeah.
So I was there for training them.
Yeah.
I looked at how to make our coffee better.
Yes.
Because all the baristas... they need knowledge to make some coffee.
Now, you also have a blend here with you. Talk to me about the blend that you're serving here at the London Coffee Festival.
We have a blend that we call it Rosebud.
Rosebud?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And it has a lot of floral notes.
Yes.
With black berries, black currant, fruity acidity and flavors.
Okay.
It's a very sweet cup.
Yep.
So the coffee is coming from Gigantic region.
Yes.
From El Salvador. From Finca de la Batea.
Yes.
And the other coffee is coming from Rwanda, from Cooperative Mutovu.
Okay, so the Rwandan has more or less kind of the berry flavors, would you say? Or which one brings the berry flavors?
The berry flavors coming from Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
Also the floral notes in the
aroma.
Yes,
the floral, I would say. But the berries, I would have said maybe...
Maybe
I'm wrong.
Maybe the sweetness and the creamy body is coming from Rwanda.
Oh, lovely.
And then the El Salvador coming to give more sweetness in the cup.
Yes.
And more to balance all the other varieties inside.
Yeah. Well, it's great to meet you, Chris.
No, great to meet you.
Really.
Too.
And I mean, a world champion. Come on. I rubbed shoulders with a world champion here. Thank you so much. And thank you for producing a lovely, lovely latte art for me.
Thank you so much.
It made me enjoy the coffee even more.
Thank you
so much. Yes, I did.
Thank you.